Is cultured meat the future? The debate.
Cultured meat is grown in bioreactors. Biologically, it is the same as natural meat, but there is no need for animals, land, or farmers. So, will we all be eating it one day?
Yes. Our appetite for meat is ecologically unsustainable. Animal farming produces more greenhouse gas emissions than the entire transport sector. It covers 30% of the planet's surface and is the biggest cause of deforestation. And by 2050, the amount of meat we eat is predicted to double. What is needed, therefore, is a way of producing meat that is less destructive to the environment. And at present, cultured meat is the only option on the table. Despite its huge environmental cost, natural meat only delivers about 17% of the calories in our diet and 37% of the protein. Moreover, animals themselves are an inefficient way of producing meat. Only 13% of the food they eat is transformed into meat. Cultured meat is more efficient in terms of resources and can provide food security for millions of people. Meat that is indistinguishable from natural meat can be produced anywhere, even in cities or countries with no good farmland. But there is more. Over time, the demand for meat has pushed farming to industrialize. Animals are raised intensively, fed unnatural diets, and pumped with antibiotics to prevent disease. This will ultimately cause a medical catastrophe as bacteria are becoming resistant to antibiotics. Human infections we now see as banal could become mortally dangerous. Producing cultured meat in controlled conditions could potentially stop that process. Some, of course, will always reject cultured meat because it's not natural. But neither is most of the meat we eat today. In 1950, the average farm chicken weighed a little under 1 kilo. Today, it weighs more than 4 kilos and can barely stand up. Is that really better than chicken produced without cruelty in a bioreactor?
No. Today's farming practices have to change in all areas, not just meat production. But is meat grown in laboratory conditions really the solution? For one thing, the ecological argument may not be entirely correct. Most of the climate impact of animal farming is due to methane produced by cattle. But, unlike CO2, methane doesn't remain in the atmosphere and disappears after about 12 years. This means that animals don't have a cumulative effect on the atmosphere over the long term. Cultured meat, however, needs electricity. And if CO2 is generated during its production, that will have a cumulative effect over time. One study concluded that cultured meat could theoretically be worse for the climate, not better. We also need to consider the side effects of producing cultured meat commercially. The process involves bathing meat cells in a liquid media of organic and chemical molecules, including hormones and growth stimulants. In reality, keeping these molecules out of the water supply will be a major challenge and potential environmental problem. Finally, is it safe to eat? Cultured meat uses hormonal treatments. The use of hormones in regular animal farming is banned in the EU as a danger to public health. There are also concerns about plastic contamination in the meat from the bioreactors themselves. Only Singapore and Israel, neither of which can produce meat due to their small size, have so far approved cultured meat for sale. The problems we have in agriculture today are largely due to intensive farming methods and the industrial treatment of livestock. Is it credible that the answer to that is an even more intensive, technological, and unnatural process?